here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of my guests, and, the views of our callers. Now, this afternoon, with a little bit of luck, we'll have one of our favorite guests on, but right now, until the producer is able to get him, let's just talk a little bit about what's going on in the world today. I don't know how many of you are watching the price of gold. It's been dropping here in the last few days. Why? Well, very, very simply, because all of our commodity markets and our stock markets and our interest rates and everything else is manipulated. Certainly the interest rate is manipulated by the Federal Reserve System. The amount of money in circulation is influenced by the Federal Reserve System, which is under the control of the central bankers that rule the world. And then, of course, as you begin looking at the price of gold, it's manipulated by the central bankers. The price of commodities, whether it be copper or nickel or so many of the commodities that have come from third world nations, that traditionally their price has been kept down artificially by simply manipulating the prices so that the goods could be produced in the United States and now increasingly in China, but to the detriment of the people in those third world nations who've been kept constantly impoverished through the decades by the evil and wicked people within the World Bank and within the International Monetary Fund, and those people that John Perkins talks about in his classic books, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and the Secret History of the American Empire. Well, right now, let's get to our special guest, of course, who is Joel Skousen with World Affairs Brief. Hi, how are we doing, Joel?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan.
What are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, let's start off with the supposed North Korea nuke deal. The U.S. is praising North Korea for supposedly opening their facilities and shutting down the nuclear program, but there's a lot more that's hidden behind the scenes. You know, we've seen this all before. Same promises, similar rewards, yet it was all a sham in 1994 in the Accords. North Korea is one of the worst nuclear proliferators, funding for Russia and China and shipping many hundreds of ballistic missiles to the Middle East. And even in the face of these open violations of the 1994 Accords, the U.S. is very slow to shut down the rewards for food aid, fuel, oil, and a brand new nuclear power plant. It wasn't until North Korea detonated in this decade a nuclear weapon that the U.S. was forced to curtail its permissive ways, well, at least publicly. But what is conspicuously absent from these new accords are verification through inspections. You know, the problem with all the euphoria and hype is that there's no agreement to give UN inspectors access to inspect the entire country for nuclear processing facilities, missiles, and existing warheads. So without searching hundreds of underground tunnels and secret military facilities in the north, this deal is simply a charade. Can we imagine the Bush administration letting Iran off the hook so easily? And in fact, that brings up the major contradiction. President Bush had the brazen hypocrisy and audacity to use the example of North Korea as a, quote, successful case of peaceful negotiations on nuclear issues, to brandish this in the face of Iran. So let me put Bush's false comparison into a very clear perspective. First of all, Bush demands that Iran completely agree to give up its nuclear program before talks begin. As I pointed out many times before, what is there to negotiate if, as a precondition of talks, one side has to yield everything? Now, that's not the way the U.S. has dealt with North Korea. With North Korea, the U.S. agreed to numerous and unjustified concessions before meaningful talks.
But, Joel, you see, it really doesn't make any sense unless there is some sort of another agenda here. And, you know, I know you're as well aware as I am that since the very inception of communism, why it has been financed by the United States. And I believe we've been financing North Korea all along as well. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, Joel is raising the question of why we're simply being so kind to North Korea and accepting the fact that they're going to adhere to the to this promise not to develop nuclear weapons when they made that same promise to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton gave them all sorts of advantages and food and aid, and they violated it. They simply lied. So if they lied once, why would we think that they wouldn't lie again? So pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, the larger issue is that President Bush is brandishing this in the face of Iran, saying, look, this is what we can do if you're willing to sit down and negotiate about this nuclear thing, but Iran isn't negotiating. What I'm pointing out is that the Bush position is the one that's hypocritical, because, in fact, he has, in fact, set very stringent preconditions for talks with Iran, and the one precondition is you have to agree to give up the whole nuclear program before we talk. Now, how has he dealt with North Korea in contrast? Bush promises North Korea before an agreement, a de facto non-aggression pact, no military action against his country. Number two, he promises them no regime change. What could be more hypocritical vis-a-vis Iran? North Korea makes Iran look like Shangri-La in terms of human rights abuses. But no regime change was demanded in North Korea, nor for radical Zimbabwe in Africa. Number two, Bush demands absolute verification, inspection, and destruction of all underground Iranian nuclear facilities. Is he willing to take Iran's word for it? Not at all. Yet he praises, or heaps praise upon North Korea without telling the world that North Korea will never accede to any wide-open inspections around the country, only to this one reactor complex. The U.S. knows North Korea has other reactors underground, not to mention nuclear weapons manufacturing facilities, all of which are off the table. So expecting North Korea to give a complete U.S. inventory is like trusting Al Capone to tell the truth. And, of course, that's exactly what the U.S. is doing. They're saying the U.S. has, North Korea has pledged to give us a full inventory of its nuclear facilities. Well, that's like Iran has pledged. And the U.S. doesn't take their word, but they certainly will take North Korea's word for it. Now, I was appalled, of course, but not surprised that the news media reported on the White House claims of successful negotiations with North Korea without noting any of the above contradictions. Now, that's not being balanced news. That's looking the other way. That's serving a propaganda arm of the government. And once again, this confirms my overall theory that North Korea is being saved by the Anglo-American globalists for a future trigger event to launch World War III. Iran is going to be attacked very soon for purposes of further antagonizing the world against the United States. So I encourage your listeners not to fall for the old patriotism trap of supporting our troops in this coming piece of aerial aggression against Iran. And they certainly shouldn't be snookered by the so-called peace in our time with North Korea.
All right, I certainly agree with you. And, of course, the thing is that we could have defeated the North Koreans during the Korean War. We were never allowed to. And then, of course, they've had this so-called armistice here all these years. And you know, but, of course, the North Koreans have been getting help from China, and we've been giving, of course, all sorts of financial aid to China. I mean, really hundreds of billions of dollars of American money have been funneled into China to build up China. And then China, of course, has been financing North Korea. And I believe, of course, given them the technology, either the technology or actually the missiles that then North Korea has given to other rogue nations. So, because I can't find it very difficult to believe that a nation that can't even feed itself is going to be able to develop sophisticated intercontinental ballistic missiles. That just doesn't make sense.
Well, certainly Russia and China have the capability of funneling that technology to them,
sure,
since we funneled it to them.
Right.
Now, despite the next subject, of course, is the incredible Senator Larry Craig. You know, desperate to stay in power, Senator Larry Craig tried to petition a Minnesota court to allow him to withdraw his guilty plea stemming from a homosexual bathroom sting operation that found Craig making signs to solicit sex with a police officer. And the AP reports that a Minnesota judge today rejected Senator Larry Craig's bid to withdraw his guilty plea. This is supposed to be a major setback in Craig's effort to clear his name and hang on to a Senate seat. The court said, because the defendant's plea was accurate, voluntary, and intelligent, and because the conviction is supported by the evidence, the defendant's motion to withdraw his guilty plea is denied. Well, what's Senator Craig's reaction? He's going to hold on to a seat. He has said, and I quote, that I can be still effective in Washington, so I'm staying. I mean, this is just ludicrous. He is an embarrassment to the Republican Party. He's another one of the closet homosexuals who's being driven out into the open by his bathroom antics, and this is just a shame for the Republican Party. But it should be no surprise to us. Alan Stang came out with a report this week about homosexuality in the Bush and Reagan administration. Even the Reagan administration had a tremendous amount of homosexuals within its administration. And it's a very big problem.
It certainly is, and it permeates the highest levels of the Republican administration. And it will only tend to really discredit the Republican Party even more, which is such a tragedy, because when we have two-party system, I mean, which one of the immoral parties do you want to back?
That's right. Well, you know, this there's another scandal that's being reemerged here on the corruption of Justice Clarence Thomas. He just can't seem to let sleeping dogs lie. He has stirred up a hornet's nest of criticism by trying too hard to exonerate his former womanizing reputation. Most people had long since forgotten about the Anita Hill affair, and now he foolishly resurrects the whole controversy to his disadvantage in his new autobiography, My Grandfather's Son. And Scott Horton had an acerbic commentary with some telling remarks about his close friendship with phony conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh. He said, and I quote, "Yesterday, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas appeared on the Rush Limbaugh show for 90 minutes, Thomas was pushing his new book, My Grandfather's Son. Thomas' choice of venue was extremely revealing. Limbaugh's a demagogue to the right-wing fringe. Now, I disagree with Horton there. I say he's a demagogue to the neocon phony right-wing globalist establishment. He's certainly no true conservative. Continuing with Horton's quote, a master of the outlandish retort, a man known not to be balanced and rational, but rather for being outrageous and over the top. And yesterday, Rush was back in the public spotlight as controversy swirled around his charges suggesting that any soldiers serving or retired who questioned President Bush's handling of the war were phony soldiers. Limbaugh, says Horton, of course, like his judicial guest, never served in the military. Limbaugh secured a 4F deferment, but the host and his guest are close, fast friends. Thomas officiated at Limbaugh's last marriage, his third, which has already ended in divorce. Unlike Limbaugh, Thomas is characterized by public silence. He added more words in his appearance on Limbaugh's show yesterday than he has intoned from the bench in the last 15 years. In my comment, he would have been wiser to keep his mouth shut. You know, this book is a vendetta against Thomas's perceived enemies, and it's impossible to read it without coming away with a strong sense this is an angry, bitter man. A man convinced of his own rectitude and yet who believes he was wrong. But he isn't. You know, he proceeds to attack Anita Hill once again, raking up all the charges, plus more innuendo. She's the one who charged him with sexual harassment while she worked at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, of which Clarence Thomas was over her. Hill and other women, who have confirmed Thomas's sexual predations are far more credible than the Supreme Court justice. Of course, in his book, Thomas fails to counter the evidence provided by Angela Wright, also an EEOC employee, who testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee that Thomas pressured her to date him in a manner similar to what Hill had described. Anita Hill responds in the New York Times with a devastating rebuttal. She says, just as Thomas's characterization of me is also hobbled by blatant inconsistencies. He claims, for example, that I was a mediocre employee who had a job in the federal government only because it had, quote, been given to me. He ignores the reality. I was fully qualified to work in the government, having graduated from Yale Law School, his alma mater, by the way, which he calls one of the finest in the country, and I passed the District of Columbia Bar Exam, one of the toughest in the nation. In 1981, when Mr. Thomas approached me about working for him, says Anita Hill, I was an associate in good standing at a Washington law firm. In 1991, the partner in charge of the associate development informed Mr. Thomas's mentor, Senator John Danforth of Missouri, that any assertions to the contrary were untrue. Yet Mr. Thomas continues to insist that I was asked to leave the firm. It's worth noting, too, Hill adds, that Mr. Thomas hired me not once, but twice while he was in the Reagan administration. First in the Department of Education and then at the Equal Opportunity Commission. In a parting, nasty blow, Justice Thomas attacked my religious conviction, telling 60 Minutes this weekend, quote, she was not the demure, religious, conservative person that they portrayed, unquote. Perhaps he conveniently forgot, says Hill, that he wrote a letter of recommendation for me to work at the Law School of Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. I remained at that evangelical Christian university for 3 years until the law school was sold to Liberty University, another Christian college. Well, the autobiography by Clarence Thomas is a cheap shot and indicates the low character of the author, in my opinion. Conservatives should not take hope in his rulings, even when they uphold the correct side of the law. He is compromised, and he can be blackmailed by the establishment whenever they need to turn his vote to the agenda of increasing government power. So that's my assessment of the supposedly conservative Clarence Thomas.
All right, fine. So people should get hold of the book. I think it's probably an interesting read. I have that on to read right after I finish The Age of Turbulence by Alan Greenspan.
Well, I think there would be a lot more worthy books to spend one's time and money on. I'd hate to see people patronize this. There's plenty of excerpts from the book in the press to get an idea of what he's saying.
Well, I think that probably you're right. He would have been far better off not to take after Anita Hill again to let sleeping dogs lie, because sometimes when you wake them up, why, they can bite you. We're going to be back again here in just a moment with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. right here on Genesis.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
From the Center for Constitutional Rights to Human Rights Watch, MoveOn.org, Amnesty International, Campaign to Defend the Constitution, Electronic Freedom Foundation, and others. The pledge is anything but radical. It simply asks candidates to affirm a statement that reads, quote, we are Americans, and in our America, we do not torture. We do not imprison people without charge or legal remedy. We do not tap people's phones and emails without a court order. And above all, we do not give any president unchecked power. I pledge to fight to protect and defend the Constitution from attack by any president. Now, that's a very good, you know, it's specific enough that it basically makes a presidential candidate say, I will not authorize torture or imprisonment without charge. And we know that everyone who's a president will do these things. They have been more or less made legal by the current administration and by the courts. Now, earlier this week, the American Freedom Campaign promoting the pledge revealed that New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson had signed it, Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd had signed it, Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, and Alaska Senator Mike Gravel had all signed the pledge. Now, that's easy for them to do. They're not going to win, so they won't be in any position to violate it, though I'm convinced that should they win, Bill Richardson, Chris Dodd, and you know, at least those two would violate the pledge. Kucinich has been pretty good about attacking the administration on these issues, and so has former Senator Mike Gravel. But it's interesting to note that North Carolina Senator John Edwards and Joe Biden had responded with supportive statements but refused to sign. You know, that means that they were fudging. After a release from a Freedom Campaign, from the Freedom Campaign, made a big issue that Obama and Clinton had not committed to the Constitution. Obama's aides moved quickly. Now, this was after weeks of trying to get them to respond, and it wasn't until they were getting negative publicity, recognizing the value of distinguishing Obama from Clinton, that his staff recommended that he sign the pledge. Now, I say that this means little if it's done out of embarrassment. On the Republican side, only Congressman Ron Paul has signed a pledge like that. You know, this kind of pledge by presidents is important in light of the chronic violations of the oath of office to abide by and protect the Constitution that we see daily. The New York Times reported the U.S. government promotes one principle in public while secretly doing another in private. Here's what happened this week. Quote, when the Justice Department publicly declared torture abhorrent in a legal opinion in December 2004, the Bush administration appeared to have abandoned its assertion of nearly unlimited presidential authority to order brutal interrogations and torture. But soon after Alberto Gonzalez's arrival as Attorney General in February 2005, the Justice Department issued another opinion, but this one was in secret. It was a very different document, according to officials briefed on it, an expansive endorsement of the harshest interrogation techniques ever used by the CIA. The new opinion, the official said, was the first time provided explicit authorization to barrage suspects with a combination of painful physical and psychological tactics, including head slapping, waterboarding, and frigid temperatures. Now, that's torture, Dr. Stan, plain and simple, and that's what the secret memo actually encouraged them to do. So, our government's lying, as usual.
And, of course, the tragedy is that there seems to be so little organized opposition to that from our religious leaders. I mean, where are the major religious leaders of America, both Catholic and Protestant, and even Jewish, speaking out against this sort of thing? This is what bothers me more than anything.
Well, this shows the sedative effect that having a wolf in sheep's clothing in the presidency does. When you proclaim to be a conservative Christian, you mute all of the criticism of the Christians who want to impress people that we've got one of our own in the White House. It's a very sick tactic, but shame on Christians for not being able to see through this and perceive by the spirit which they so, you know, publicly proclaim allegiance to, that they cannot seem to feel that they're being snookered.
Well, of course, my concern is that George W. Bush is going to totally discredit Christianity, not only in this country, throughout the world. And if other countries look and see what we're doing, and they're saying, if that is what Christianity is all about, I don't want any of it. And I would understand that, but of course it's not what Christianity is. Pardon? Yeah. This is not what Christianity is about. And what a shame it is that our Christian leaders won't get up and denounce it and say, Christianity preaches love for your fellow men, not certainly torturing them for political objectives. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Joel Skousen, and right here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debts completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. And Joel, before we go on, would you tell our listeners how they can get a sample copy of World Affairs Brief and how they could subscribe if they really wanted to?
Yes, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. I try to add understanding to what the major media does not say. That's how, as I explained on a piece on my website about how they manipulate the news, it's mostly by omission of what they don't tell you. It would change people's opinion. It's very important to get alternative sources of information that tell you what's missing from the news. I try to provide that service each week with the World Affairs Brief. People can preview what I've written at www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they want a free sample issue to see if they'd like to subscribe, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to do so. If they forget to do that, they can just go to the website, and it explains how to get the one-time sample issue for new subscribers. Dr. Stan, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I was just going to say that I certainly suggest people that they go to the website, pull down the information. It saves you a lot of time actually surfing the web. Joel and his staff have done that for you. So go ahead. What's the next issue?
Well, that's a good point, Dr. Stan. There, my staff does put on the website all of the current news each day. that has been reviewed and actually try to pick and choose between that which is most accurate. And so it does save you a lot of time if people go for their news and click on each link for the stories posted each day. Well, the next story is about national health insurance. It certainly is dangerous to one's health. Every major candidate for president is intent upon jumping on the national health insurance bandwagon. Of course, they always start with providing insurance for children at risk. Who can say no to children? All of this, of course, is talk about mandatory insurance, and it's particularly unjust to those of us who don't want medical insurance. Why would anyone not want it? It's because it doesn't pay for the kind of alternative treatments and formulations or herbs and other things that those of us who have learned, I think, the wiser way to take care of oneself would normally use. So why pay for something that doesn't pay for what we want? In fact, it forces us to subsidize the medical drug culture, which we almost view universally harmful. Now, Hillary Clinton is championing her new version of universal health care and praising Canada's system as an example. But it's interesting, and I got an email from a Canadian countering that praise. He said, first, the health care plan in Canada is not free. We pay a premium every month of $96 for a couple. Now, that sounds great, huh? What they don't tell you is how much we pay in taxes to keep the health system afloat. I am personally in the 55% tax bracket. Now, this is just a lower middle class person. In the 55% tax bracket, Dr. Stan, and that doesn't include provincial taxes. Yes, 55% of my earnings go to taxes, a large portion of that, and I'm not sure of the exact amount, goes directly to health care, our number one government expense. Number two, he says, I would not classify what we have as health care. It's more like health diagnosis system. You can get in to see a doctor quick enough so he can tell you, yes, indeed, you're sick and you need an operation. But now the challenge becomes getting treated or operated on. We have a waiting list as much as 2 years down the road. A cousin was diagnosed with a heart blockage. He put on a waiting list. He died before he could get treatment. Number three says, rather than fix what is wrong with you, the usual tactic in Canada is to prescribe drugs. Have a pain here is they have a drug to take, not what is causing the pain and why. No time for checking you out because it's more important to move as many patients through as possible each hour for government reimbursement purposes. Number four, forget getting a second opinion. What you see is what you get. I can spend whatever money I have left after taxes on booze, cigarettes, junk food, and anything else that want to kill me, but I'm not allowed by law to spend my money on getting an operation I need because that would be jumping the queue, meaning the waiting list. I must wait my turn except if I'm a hockey player or athlete, and then I can get looked at right away. Number five. Oh, did I mention that immigrants are covered automatically at taxpayer expense and never have contributed a dollar to the system and pay no premiums? We now have free needles to drug users to try and keep them healthy. Wouldn't want to get a sickly druggie breaking into your house and stealing your things. But people with diabetes who pay into the system have to pay for their needles because it's not covered by health care. Isn't that incredible, Dr. Stan?
Well, I think the whole thing is just so ridiculous. And, you know, I bet if you were a government official, you'll get in there immediately. I know when I was in England many years ago, the professor of orthopedics at Edinburgh told me that, you know, they had two lists. One was for emergency surgery, and you could get emergency surgery right away. Elective surgery, they put you on the list, and they never got to you unless you were a commissar. That was his term, a commissar working for government, and then they were forced to take you in immediately. So that's the way the system works, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's equal except government officials and, of course, the congressmen and the legislatures. You can be sure they'll get immediate care.
You know, Texas Congressman Ron Paul had the courage to denounce the latest bill in Congress to give us national medical insurance on the backs of children. This week, Congress, he said, is again grasping for more control over the health of American children with the expansion of the state children's health insurance program. Parents who think federally subsidized health care might be a good idea should be careful what they wish for. He says, with universal mental health screening being implemented in the schools, pharmaceutical companies tend to increase their customer base even more, and many parents are rightfully concerned. Opponents of one such program called Teen Screen claim that wrongfully diagnosed children for medical psychotropic drugs 84% of the time, often incorrectly labeling them, and of course resulting in assigning more and more medications, which can be very damaging. These pills, said Dr. Paul, he's a medical doctor, by the way, like yourself, are given out as a result of dubious universal mental health screening programs for school children, supposedly directed toward finding mental disorders or suicidal tendencies. The drugs themselves, of course, give suicidal tendencies. The use of antipsychotic medication in children has increased fivefold since 1995 and 2002, and with universal mental health screening, they will increase double and triple again. We are still awaiting evidence, he says, that there are benefits to mental health screening programs. Evidence that these drugs actually cause violent psychotic episodes is mounting.
And there's no question about that at all. I mean, there are at least a million children on Ritalin, and Ritalin, you know, actually stunts the size. The children don't go to the full size, the potential. They're actually, if you read the book by Dr. Peter Bragan, who is a professor of psychiatry, he will tell you that it's actually they have much smaller brains when you scan them, much smaller brains than the comparable children of their age. And now we have over a million children on psychotropic drugs for manic depression. And children don't get manic depression, but they've suddenly come up with a diagnosis. A million children getting drugs. These drugs are not approved for, being used in children. We do not know what long-term effects they'll have on the growth or the bodily functions, you know, or certainly even the brains of these children in the long run. And yet suddenly, within the last few years, a million children have been placed on, you know, drugs, psychiatric drugs for manic depression, and I dare say probably none of them have it.
You know, if mental health screening wasn't bad enough, beware of the simple checkup for your children. Michael Graham, talk show host on Boston radio station WTKK, gave his listeners an earful after finding out that his family's pediatrician had grilled his child about sensitive family matters, fishing for abuse allegations when he was only supposed to be giving her a sports checkup. He said, her pediatrician grilled her about alcohol and drug abuse. Not my daughter's boozing, mine. The doctor wanted to know how much you and mom drink, and if I think it's too much, my daughter told me afterwards, rolling her eyes with exasperation. She asked if you two did drugs and if there were drugs in the house. I turned to my wife, said Graham, you took her to the doctor. Why didn't you say something? She couldn't, she told me, because she knew nothing about it. All these questions were asked in private without my wife's knowledge or consent. The doctor wanted to know how we get along, my daughter continued, and if you made me feel, quote, uncomfortable. Now, that's a key leading question to fish for abuse. He says, great, I send my daughter to the pediatrician to find out if she's fit to play lacrosse, and the doctor spends her time trying to find out if her mom and I are drunk, drug-addicted sex criminals. And that information doesn't stay with the doctor either, he said. Debbie, another mom from Uxbridge, Massachusetts, who was in the examination room when the pediatrician asked her 5-year-old, does daddy own a gun? When the little girl's said yes, the doctor began grilling her and her mom about the number and type of guns, where they were stored, etc. If the incident ended there, it would have merely been annoying. But when a friend in law enforcement let Debbie know that her doctor had filed a report with the police about her family's gun ownership, entirely legal, that is, the ownership was legal, she got mad and she also got a new doctor.
Well, I would also get a lawyer and go after that doctor, because they have no right to do that sort of thing.
Well, you know, apparently the American Psychology Association is telling, or American Academy of Pediatrics is telling them they're actually required now to, or they'll be liable if they don't, you know, inquire about abuse. Now, I don't know of any legality that backs that up, but this is coming from the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Well, of course, they are a very, very irresponsible organization that backs water fluoridation for kids, that certainly authorizes Ritalin for children, that doesn't warn children against taking, you know, aspartame, and that supports vaccinations, and that's why we one in every five children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. The American Pediatric Association is part of the problem we face today, and I wish pediatricians had had the courage just to get out of the organization. But then, of course, the true is, same is true with the American Medical Association and the American Bar Dental Association.
Well, you know, Debbie was stupid enough to say, I still want to go back to my previous pediatrician. She offered the excuse. She seemed embarrassed to ask the gun question and apologized afterwards. But she didn't seem to have a choice. And
well, she does have a choice.
Most doctors have a choice.
You do what's right, and, you know, if you, you certainly don't, you know, don't do what's right, then you shouldn't be a doctor.
Yeah, you know, and if the hospital administration is pressing him on these things, which is very possible, I mean, they need to have the courage to say, no, this is not right and it's not legally required. I rue the day when it does become legally required. As Graham said, they could choose, for example, to ask me about my drunken rebels, not my children. Worst of all, they're asking all kids about sexual abuse without any provocation or probable cause. The American Academy of Pediatrics has declared, in essence, that all parents are guilty until proven innocent. Well, if your listeners are addicted to the establishment medical system out of fear of consequences or ignorance of superior alternative ways of healing, or because, quote, their insurance pays for it, they need to be aware of the trap, I think, that is being laid for Americans. The medical system is increasingly used as a control and snooping mechanism. Eventually, it will be used as a system that forces your newborn baby to be inoculated with harmful vaccines as a condition of release from the hospital, or forces your public school teens to be put under psychiatric care and medicine if they don't answer the right questions. I say stay out of both the public school and the establishment medical system unless you absolutely need to. I mean, there are certain things that the medical profession has done very well on in terms of very competent surgery, with the caveat that you actually need the surgery, and that's sometimes in doubt. But I think need to encourage your listeners, and I'm sure you would too, they need to learn about good nutrition, not necessarily from establishment sources, which really don't, you know, they promulgate the phony cholesterol theories, and there's just so many other better explanations for everything from heart disease to hypothyroidism and many other things that plague Americans. They learn to, in essence, need to be independent from these kinds of people that have such a superiority complex and are part of the control agenda.
Well, you know, one of the funniest things is you go to the doctor today, and they'll ordinarily, if you're going to a new doctor, they'll ask you to sign this statement about privacy, and it says, we want to protect your privacy. That's what it says at the top. But then, of course, most people never read it. Actually, what this privacy form does to protect your privacy is give them the ability to give your, you know, your information to anybody who asks for it. Literally, you have no privacy.
Well,
you're signing away your privacy.
It is an authorization to give it to legal authority.
Right. And it is really, people should understand that they're using the doctors and the dentists now to take away your privacy. But they're not going to tell you that. They're going to say this is exactly the opposite, and they're simply deceiving the public.
Well, the next topic is on the debt limit. Let's see. Congress raised the debt limit again, predictably. McClatchy Newspapers says Congress raises the limit again as U.S. debt nears $10 trillion. I can remember, Dr. Stan, not too many years ago when we had the big deal about a $1 trillion budget, or when we went into debt as a trillion. Now we got a $10 trillion budget, or not budget, but debt. You know, it's almost as if the nation is held hostage to this mountain of debt. It can't ever be repaid because it amounts to over, now get this, $30,000, Dr. Stan, for every man, woman, and child in America. Not per family, for every person in America. So politicians figure they at least have an obligation to keep the government afloat. The alternative, quote, is unconscionable. Well, what's happening is unconscionable. Fortunately, a larger and larger minority of representatives are balking now. This year's vote in the Senate was only 53 to 42. You know, that's pretty close.
Right.
Not exactly enthusiastic support for raising the debt limit. Senator Tom Coburn, Republican of Oklahoma, who voted against it, said this, American families don't have the luxury Congress has, he said. They can't get a new loan or new credit cards after they've been maxed out, their capability to borrow. Yet instead, every day in this body, we do essentially that. Well, as I've written before, Dr. Stan, I think the powers that be do not intend to ever pay off the debt. They will let the coming World War III wipe off the books and demand a new world monetary order with total control over private wealth. Go ahead.
In fact, there's a recent article in Foreign Affairs magazine talking about the necessity for a global currency that would be privately issued, not issued by governments, but privately issued and backed by gold. And everybody would want something like that because it would be stable. But in the process, of course, everybody or most people who are not sophisticated will lose everything they have.
Well, you know, they don't really mean backed by gold. You know, there's a difference between having some gold in the bank, but unless the currency is redeemable in gold, it's not gold-backed.
Sure, it has to be redeemable.
And that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about the generic gold-backed, like the euro is gold-backed. Baloney, it's not gold-backed. They have an unaudited amount of gold in their vaults, which they shuffle around the world. In this week's World Affairs Brief, I've done a major piece on controlling the price of gold.
All right, well, we're out of time. We'll have to get to that. We'll have to get to that next time we talk. Anyway,
right.
God bless, and thanks very much. Our guest has been Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. Go to their website, get their information. You'll find it very, very informative. Bye-bye, and God bless.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will be give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, where for a gift of at least $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us maintain the network of stations and outlets we have across America. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to coming to the October 28th all-day conference we're going to be having here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. We're bringing in Dr. Garth Nicholson will be here, Carol Matrician will be here, Ron Brown will be here, Michael Shaw already lives here, but we're going to be serving lunch. It's going to be a great day. Going to start fairly early. The doors will open about 7:30, and we'll be going till 5:30 or so. You'll learn a lot, you'll meet a lot of people, and we do hope many of you can come. So that's again on the 28th of October, but you're going to have a reservation. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It is a great means of getting information out. And, of course, if you buy them books in bulk, why, we can get the price way down for you, but at least read the book, see what you think about it, and then if you like the book and want to, why, we'll get you a good price on it so you can distribute the book, because it'll introduce people to the other dimension. There really are organized satanic forces in our society today that are working at the highest levels of our society, and of course the devil rewards the people who give their lives to him. If you haven't seen the DVD or videos we all have, they sold their souls for rock and roll. That's the 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version. We recommend this very highly because it goes into the music industry and how many of the key people in music have actually knowingly, intentionally, and purposely given their lives to the devil in return for fame and fortune and drugs and sex and all those things that come when you're a rock star. But unfortunately, so many of them have died young. This is one of the most amazing videos you'll ever see. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, because it goes into the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies. And believe me, they've been around that time. Did you ever wonder how they were able to build those pyramids, how they were able to move those massive stones, how they were able to build the Colossus of Rhodes and the other seven wonders of the world? Did you ever wonder how Pythagoras was able to come up with a dictum that said that A square plus B square equals C square? The square root of the two sides of a right-angle triangle is equal to the square root of the hypotenuse. Do you think he just sat down, scratched his head, and said, you know, I've been thinking A square plus B square equals C square? Or is there a hidden source of information, a secret source of information that's out there? Well, that's why you need to get the DVD, The Forbidden Truth, and, of course, we hope you'll want to get the syllabus that goes along with that. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the prize-winning DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Riddles in Stone. Then, of course, if you get Riddles in Stone, you may want to get the book written by a Satanist. His name was Manly P. Hall. He was a 33rd degree Mason, but he was far higher in Masonry than that. He was into Frank Satanism. And in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, which we do carry, but you have to request it by name. It's not listed on our webpage. It is not listed in our catalog because we don't want people to think that we support this, but we think it's for those people who really want to get the information and understand what's really going on. Manly P. Hall's three books, The Secret Destiny of America, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, and, of course, his last book on Masonry, on Freemasonry. They're all available for Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can order Manly Hall's books and understand what's really going on.
The Berkey
Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course the views for this hour of Barrett Schoes. And I've asked Barrett to come and be with us today because she has written a very, very provocative article. And it's on a subject that may be rather irritating to some people, and it puts us into a position of agreeing to some extent with Time magazine. Now, you have to understand that the people who write for Time magazine, most of them hate Christianity. And if anything comes out in Time magazine about Christianity, why, you can be sure it is intent upon undermining the faith of people who adhere to the Christian faith. But there was a recent article that was written in Time talking about Mother Teresa and how she had lost her faith. And it's a very, very provocative article, but it points out that this woman, a wonderful woman who was totally dedicated to helping the poor and gave her life to help the poor, and, of course, put on this wonderful face and talked about, you know, how wonderful it was, the work she was doing, in her inner heart, and why there was an emptiness. And as she wrote to her confessors, and somebody got hold of the letter that she had written to the confessors, she would tell them how empty she felt, how devoid she felt of any relationship to God. And, Verne, I thought that this really was so tragic as I read what Mother Teresa said in private about the fact that she really didn't believe. Do you want to pick the story up?
Yes. I think there's been a growing concern among many Christians over the years because they've heard so many things that Mother Teresa would say that have nothing to do with Christianity, in fact, contradicted Christianity. That doesn't lessen the tragedy of her own life, because I don't know anyone who has more devotedly committed herself to helping the poor and sick and those who were without hope. It's just that she didn't bring the hope of Jesus Christ to people. She allowed them, pretty much, according to her own words, to just choose to worship God or whichever God they wanted or had grown up with, and she was not one who would convert anyone to Christianity, and she mentioned that a number of times. In Time magazine, they present the contrast that took place and became very visible back in 1979 when she traveled to Norway to receive her Nobel Peace Prize, a prize that, you know, we thought she thoroughly deserved because, again, she had demonstrated such kindness and devotion and self-giving. that few people would deserve it more than she would. What Time magazine describes here is an interesting contrast. Let me just give two sentences from its recent article. They say that Teresa suggested that the upcoming Christmas holiday, this is back in 1979 in Norway, where I grew up, actually, in my hometown, the capital of Norway, Oslo, she suggested that the upcoming Christmas holiday should remind the world that radiating joy is real because Christ is everywhere. Christ is in our hearts. Christ is in the poor we meet. Christ is in the smile we give and in the smile we receive. Yet less than 3 months earlier, this is continuing, quoting from Time magazine, in a letter to a spiritual confidant, she wrote with weary familiarity of a different Christ, an absent one. The silence and the emptiness is so great, she said, that I look and do not see, listen and do not hear. This, of course, was part of a series of letters between Teresa and her many confessors. She kept changing confessors.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we're discussing a recent article that Barrett Schultz had written on Mother Teresa, and Barrett had told me that she had gotten a great deal of criticism for writing the article, because of course she was pointing out exactly what Time magazine pointed out about Mother Teresa, and that was that she felt a terrible emptiness. She spent her whole life helping people. She was more focused on the deed than on the creed as a supposed Christian. Why, she wasn't interested in bringing people to Christianity. She wanted to make a Hindu a better Hindu. She wanted to make a Muslim a better Muslim. She wanted to make people better people. but having nothing to do with bringing them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So please pick up the story there, Barrett, because I think what your article is really all about is what is really happening to the Christian church today as we turn away from the dogma of Christianity and the creed of Christianity to just being good people and helping one another, which, of course, is the devil's own line. Go ahead.
Right. And this is why the life of Mother Teresa illustrates a trend that we see in the church, not just in America, but around the world. I receive so many letters primarily from English-speaking countries like Australia and New Zealand and South Africa, where there are a number of people who speak English, and of course England. And everywhere they're telling me that the church is, the preaching is coming to an end. It's much more experiential mysticism in the various practices that are brought back from ancient times or modern versions of those ancient mystical practices in order to make Christianity more exciting, more relevant, more personal, and more relational. And so Mother Teresa's creed, or lack of the creed, fits right into the emerging church. And so that was my primary purpose for writing actually a series of articles, and this article is part four, but it brings out something the others don't, and that is just the total absence of a biblical message of the gospel itself. Let me just read some of her statements, and then I'll go back to the emptiness that she felt, because it hardly makes sense unless we understand that she has given up Christianity, and she is seeking a different kind of God.
But, of course, she's trying to do good. She's trying to help people. She thinks that, of course, by doing good and by helping people, it will draw her to God. And suddenly she finds herself totally devoid and totally divorced from the God that she had known when she was very young and that she could communicate with. And now nothing but loneliness, nothing but emptiness. Those were her words.
Right. In fact, well, let me read a prayer she wrote. And this is a prayer she wrote because one of her confessors urged her to explore her own despair by addressing Jesus in prayer. And so she wrote these words. And this was not a prayer from her heart necessarily. This was doing something that her confessor told us to do, her to do, which was to write down a prayer that she wrote to Jesus, even though she said she had stopped praying to Jesus because there was no answer and he was absent from her. So she writes, "Lord my God, who am I that you should forsake me? I call, I cling, I want, and there's no one to answer. Where is my faith? There's nothing but emptiness and darkness. I have no faith. I dare not utter the words and thoughts that crowd into my heart and make me suffer untold agony. So many unanswered questions live within me. I am afraid to uncover them because of the blasphemy. If there be a God, please forgive me. When I try to raise my thoughts to heaven, there is such convincing and such convicting emptiness that those very thoughts return like sharp knives. I'm told God loves me, and yet the reality of the darkness and coldness and emptiness is so great that nothing touches my soul." Now, that's just one example. Here's a different prayer. "What do I labor for? If there be no God, there can be no soul. If there is no soul, then Jesus, you also are not true." We just see a woman who has no faith anymore and who cannot trust in Jesus. But let me just share some of the things she has trusted in. Back in 1978, the year before she went to Norway, she wrote a letter to the Indian Prime Minister, Desai, Morarji Desai. Some may remember that name from decades ago. But it included this reference to an interfaith deity. Now, he had pronounced something that bothered her, but it didn't bother her because it was against Christianity. It had to do with the respect for spirituality, Hindu spirituality primarily. And so here's what she wrote. "Are you not afraid of God? You call him Ishwar. Some call him Allah or simply God. But we all have to acknowledge that it is he who made us for greater things, to love and be loved. Who are We need to prevent people from finding this God who has made them and loves them, to whom they have to return. Now, the point here is that Ishwar is not the biblical God. It's a term for the universal God, and it includes the main three gods in Hinduism, Brahman, Shiva, the bloodthirsty Kali. You see her usually with snakes surrounded by serpents and with her tongue hanging out. And there were human sacrifices and so on involved in the Kali worship. But all of these were part of this God that she's talking about, the Ishwar, that whom she's defending. It wasn't the Christian God at all. Another quote I'd like to share with you has to do with an ashram, a Hindu ashram, that she apparently didn't go to. It was located on the banks of the sacred Kaveri River, and the guru of this particular ashram was Don Bede Griffith, who had actually, he was a close friend and a student of C.S. Lewis, actually. And when C.S. Lewis wrote his autobiography called Surprised by Joy, he dedicated that autobiography to Don Bede Griffith. But in its temple, according to Teresa's biographer, was a very strange worship. It says Christian worship was expressed in forms and symbols meaningful to the Indian culture and potentially enriching to Christianity itself. In other words, probably not, but because it was primarily the Hindu worship. The ashram had become a center for prayer and meditation to many who sought the universal and eternal truth at the heart of all religions. Mother Teresa sometimes sent her sisters there for brief retreats. Now, these are the women who worked for Mother Teresa, who worked with her and for her, and served God with her. But she was the leader. She founded the Missionary of Charity, and she called those who served as missionaries her sisters, and these are the sisters who were sent to this Hindu retreat or ashram by Mother Teresa, in other words, to have rest and relaxation and to deepen their spiritual faith, but it wouldn't be in the biblical God again.
But of course, and this is, I think, the important thing, is that they weren't worshiping Jesus Christ. They weren't worshiping the God of the Bible. They were worshiping the universal God, which is the same God which, of course, all occultists and occult religious believers worship.
Yes.
And, of course, what people do not understand is that they're basically felt to be two gods. One is the Christian God and the God of the Bible, the God of the Christians, and even the Jews worship, although the Jews don't recognize the divinity of Jesus Christ. We hope someday they do, but certainly as far as these other people within the Hindu and Brahmin and Muslim religions, she felt that these were just all the same God. And because she was not preaching Christianity, she was doing good, but she felt this terrible, terrible emptiness. And she was actually, of course, rather than trying to bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord, she had embraced the God of this world, which, of course, is, in my estimation, is Lucifer himself. Because if you read Luciferian material, and I do on a regular basis, and they tell you all about love and how this wonderful world is coming together and how we've all got to help one another. You know, there's nothing wrong with helping one another. There's nothing wrong with doing good. But, of course, as a Christian, you should do it in the name of Jesus Christ, not in the name of just doing good.
That's right. I'm thinking of one particular scripture. It's a rather sad one in Judges 10, verses 12 through 14, where it says, "You cried out to me, and I delivered you from their hands, yet you have forsaken me and served other gods. Therefore, I will deliver you no more. Go and cry to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in your time of distress."
And, of course, the thing is,
those are hard words, but that's a warning that God gives us, to keep us walking with him, because there is no salvation in any other.
And yet, of course, Mother Teresa was looking for her relationship with the Lord, which at one time she'd had, and suddenly it was all gone. It just wasn't there anymore. And she is terribly lonely, and she's frustrated. And I think that these letters that she wrote certainly point you to a realization that once we begin to turn against God, Once we begin to say, well, of course, you know, everything's relative, and the important thing is what we do rather than what we believe, then you open yourself up to terrible, terrible problems.
Right.
And, of course, this is basically the philosophy of humanism that is being taught in our schools today. This is the philosophy of humanism that anything goes. You know, just try to be good and help people, but don't try to force your religion on them. And yet, of course, one reason why missionaries do what they do is to bring people into a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord. Whether they're Catholic or Protestant, that is their function. But that was not Mother Teresa's purpose. She talked about the deed, but not the creed. I thought that was so important. Everything was the deed, but right. Not the creed.
And, of course, that fits right into our times. Rick Warren said the first Reformation was about creeds. This one's going to be about our deeds. The first one divided the church. This time it will unify the church. That's Rick Warren.
And
in the purpose-driven movement, the idea is not to offend anybody with the cross, with sins or guilt or need for... redemption, but God's love and going out there and sharing it with the poor, just like Mother Teresa did.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is a difficult subject because, of course, to criticize in any way Mother Teresa and her faith, and yet, of course, she criticized her faith. She had lost her faith. She had no relationship with the Lord because she, of course, embraced this idea that if we just do good, this is all we have to do, and we should help people, and there's no question we should help people. But if we are claim that we are Christians and we're helping people, then we should do it in the name of our Lord, and we should let people know that, and we should not tell them it's all right to be a Hindu and it's all right to be a Muslim. Just be a good Hindu and a good Muslim. But we should proclaim the divinity of Jesus Christ. That's our purpose, and it depends on how you do it. You said you don't want to offend people, but you certainly do not want to just tell them, well, you're going to be perfectly all right, you're going to get into heaven. It doesn't matter what you believe, just believe. And that was basically the theme that she was preaching. And I think that this article that Barrett has written is so important, and it's largely taken from an article that is in Time magazine based upon the letters that Mother Teresa had written. And when you get through, certainly, reading the article in Time and reading Barrett's article, you feel very, very sorry for Mother Teresa, a woman who gave her whole life for a cause, but it was for the wrong cause. It was the cause of doing good. It was humanism, but never for Jesus Christ, because she didn't proclaim him. She really didn't believe.
Right. And which is why it's so important to share what happened as a warning to others, because so many are tempted to move in that direction these days. It just sounds more compassionate, more kind, and certainly more politically correct, which is why churches are moving in that direction. I'd like to just share one more quote from that recent World Evangelical Alliance, which blends together the Vatican, the World Council of Churches, and various and many, many Protestant churches, and they also they want preachers, quote, they want preachers to be told that no religion has monopoly on the truth. There are many ways to find salvation.
Now, in other words, there's many ways to God. It doesn't matter how you get there, just as long as you get to God, whoever he is. But people don't realize there are other gods. There is another God. There's the God of this earth who wants people's allegiance, and that's a great tragedy.
Right. The last sentence from that particular conference states that they need to, quote, establish what all partners agree needs to be banned when it comes to Christian mission, unquote. Now, I want to emphasize that because when you think about it, what would you ban in order for Muslim radicals, Hindu radicals, to accept Christian missionaries? What can Christians not talk about in order not to offend those who want to, you know, those who are against anything that has to do with Christianity? And of course, the first thing that comes to mind is the cross. You know, leave out the cross. The cross is offensive. It's divisive. That's the one thing that you cannot find in any other religion. There was no need for crucifixion and for redemption from sin, because you don't emphasize sin.
And I think it's so interesting that recently we saw a military chaplain actually discharged. I believe he was from the Navy. He was discharged because he prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. It's all right to pray and to acknowledge there's a God, but you don't ever, of course, try to identify him with Jesus Christ, so you don't pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And because this chaplain insisted on praying in the name of Jesus Christ, the United States military, once, of course, a great paragon of virtue and morality and Christianity, got rid of this chaplain because this might be offensive to somebody to mention the name of Jesus Christ.
Right. Here is Mother Teresa in India serving the poor, the dying poor who desperately need... Well, she thought they needed comfort, they needed peace, and so she didn't mention the cross or mention the true gospel. She just said she would let them follow whichever God they had already chosen. I want to read a statement to that effect in a moment. But she also said, quote, "We never try to convert those who receive our aid to Christianity, but in our work we bear witness to the love of God's presence. And if Catholics, Protestants, Buddhists, or agnostics become, for this reason, better men or simply better, we will be satisfied." In other words, no conversion is necessary because that is not an apparent need for these people. They just need to be satisfied and comforted.
And because when a person dies without a personal relationship with the Lord, if you are a Christian, you believe they're going to go to hell. What a wonderful time to reach people at a time of crisis. Some people will be rejected, but you're not even offering it. That's the problem. You're not even offering them the chance for eternal salvation. And because, of course, it was all in the deed, certainly not in the creed. We'll be back in just a moment with Barrett Schultz. I hope you'll get our article at crossroad.to and read it carefully.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we go on, I'd like to, of course, have Barrett give out her webpage, and so you can get her information. It's up there. It's without cost. Barrett has certainly done some wonderful, wonderful writing. We recommend her essays to you. You'll find them inspiring. So let's tell our listeners once again how they can get your essays, and of course they can get this one specific essay we're talking about that deals with deeds, certainly not creeds.
Yes, it's crossroad.to. Crossroad is singular. And the T-O is T like in Tom, O like in Oscar. It stands for Tonga. So there's no com or org or net. It's just T-O.to.
And let me recommend it to you. And I hope that you'll take the time to read this, because it really is the very essence of what the struggle is that's going on today. And, Barrett, I'm going to ask you, we actually brought all of our stations back on just now, I'd like you to repeat those last three quotations that you had used and read while we were off the air there. I want you to read those so people will understand that Mother Teresa believed that all gods were equal. There was one God, and it was the same God for the Hindu, and the same God for the Muslim, and the same God for Jesus Christ. And that just isn't true. That's pantheism. That's what the devil wants you to believe. And if you read Luciferian literature, that's what he will tell you. We are all one. We want to love everybody. And that doesn't, certainly there's nothing wrong with wanting to help other people and being nice to other people. But of course, all gods are not equal. Not, of course, the words of the Bible are true. So could you give us those last three quotations? I think they're so vitally important to understanding what's really going on, not only in India, but all throughout the world today, and even here in the United States, where now we find either Muslim pastors or Hindu pastors giving the opening prayer before the Congress in the United States. We find our president going into a Muslim mosque and praying there and acknowledging that we all worship the same God. President Bush has said we all worship the same God. Muslims, Christians, it's all the same God, and it's not the same God.
No, it's not. Let me read those statements. Quote, there is only one God, and he is God of all. Everyone is seen as equal before God.
Now, these are statements by
this is by Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
This is her form of universalism. It's an expression of universalism, and it's totally contrary to biblical Christianity. It's the reason why missionaries left the comforts of the Western world and went to India, to Africa, to all different parts of the world, to China, and why even especially in the last century, thousands were killed in China and of course in these other countries, because they could not tolerate the cross. They could not tolerate somebody who came and brought a different understanding of God than what they had already embraced. And so I want to show that Mother Teresa illustrates the new illusion. And I'm so glad for the way you start your radio programs, Dr. Stan, because we are talking about illusions. These illusions are not based on fact, not on history, not on unfulfilled prophecies and all the different ways that biblical Christianity and the Bible itself have been validated both by history and by fulfilled prophecy. But we're talking about illusions that are put in people's minds and have been through the ages through the enemy of God.
And I think it's so interesting and so pretty tragic that Mother Teresa, with all the wonderful and good things she did,
yes,
felt totally empty and rejected inside. Because she had lost her personal relationship with the Lord that had motivated her to become a Catholic nun.
Right. Right. And again, we just see that's been enemy's purpose from the beginning. You go back to the very beginning and we see the deceiver coming and questioning what God has written and coming up with an alternative solution that matches human nature. And people fall for it. And of course, today it's becoming just a vast movement. The emerging church is based on rethinking and redefining Christianity and making it as close to universalism as it possibly can, step by step. But because one of the key techniques of bringing about the transformation, it's dialogue in small groups where everybody has to respect every position and nobody can oppose anything, and then coming to some kind of consensus. And the nicest consensus The one that fits human nature and the goal of global unity is exactly the same message that Mother Teresa expresses in these statements, which come, as I said, from different biographies that I have.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, so this is by Mother Teresa. There's only one God, and he's God to all. Everyone is seen as equal before God. I've always said we should help a Hindu become a better Hindu, a Muslim become a better Muslim. I've never found a problem with people from different religions praying together.
And, of course, why would anybody want to be a missionary to go out to try to make a Hindu a better Hindu, a Muslim a better Muslim, or, you know, all praying together to the common God? Well, there is not a common God.
No.
There are other gods. And there's the people who are worshiping them are being misled. And if we as Christians are not willing to stand up and say that, why, of course, we do a disservice to our own God. And if we really believe that it doesn't make any difference, then should we be surprised when we have no faith?
That's right. Here's the next one. God is not separate from the church, as he is everywhere and in everything. And we are all his children, Hindu, Muslim, or Christian. And as I said earlier, that's pantheism. So the next one, quote, death is nothing but a continuation of life. Every religion has got eternity, another life. If it was properly explained that death was nothing but going home to God, then there would be no fear. We live so that they may go home according to what's written in the book, be it written according to Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist or Catholic or Protestant or any other belief. In other words, she's saying that everybody will have eternity with God, whichever that they come through Hindu scriptures, the Bible, Muslim, the Quran, whatever. Everybody will go to the same place. So there's no need trying to differentiate or to bring people to the cross.
And of course, as I said when we were off the air, you know, in the book of John, where Jesus is quoted as saying, I am the way and the truth and the light. And no man cometh unto the Father but through me.
That's right.
I am the way and the truth and the light, and no man cometh unto the Father but through me. So either, of course, he's lying, or he's telling the truth. And, of course, as Christians, we accept the fact that he's telling the truth. And if that indeed is the truth, then the Muslim and the Hindu and the Brahmin and the... certainly, the Buddhists, they're not, of course, going to come to be with the Lord throughout eternity. And the reason that missionaries go there is to give those people the opportunity for salvation, you know, by bringing them into a personal relationship with our Lord. And once we accept the fact that we tolerate all religions, then, of course, we have to reject the basic precepts of Christianity. And that's just what they want you to do. They want us, little bit by little bit, to erode our faith until we will all be part of this universal religion and this universal government, and we will accept the rule of this new one-world leader. And that's what it's all about.
Yes. Here's another scripture that goes right along with what you shared from John 14. This is John 10, and it's where Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Unquote. The point here is there is the contrast. He says there are others who will pretend to be the door or open the way or show the way. But that person is the thief. And he comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I think that partly explains the despair that Mother Teresa has felt as she has chosen to move toward universalism rather than toward Jesus Christ. I want to just have a couple of other scriptures I want to make sure to get in here because I think they also show the reason why she was so troubled. Judges 2:3 says, their God shall be a snare to you. Ezekiel 14 says, these men have set up idols in their heart. Should I let myself be inquired of at all by them? Ezekiel 14:3. I mean, God is saying if people are seeking answers from idols, I'm not going to answer them. And then finally, of course, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders because they did not receive the love of truth that they might be saved. And this is the tragedy, is that it's all the... thousands. I'd like to say millions. I don't know the number of people that she has served, or that the Sisters of Missionary Security has served over all these decades. The number would be an amazingly high number. But if they weren't converting people to Jesus Christ, they were only offering comfort and help during their last part of their life, and the comfort they offered as far as the promise of eternal life would have been an illusion. And that just about brings tears to my eyes, because here was such an opportunity to show them the real way, to point them to Jesus. And Mother Teresa chose not to do that.
No, she wanted to do good. She really cared about the people. She wanted to help them. But she didn't want to help them spiritually.
Yes.
She wanted, of course, to help them physically. And that is not enough, because, of course, you know, certainly physical is important, but the spirit is the major thing. And unfortunately, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there are those who would attack it. And the best way to do that, of course, is to undermine the Christian message and say, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you believe, just so long as you believe.
That's right. Now, she did acknowledge sins at the one point in one of the biographies I read. And I'd like to read the statement, because it's sort of an interesting statement. She says, we ask those who are about to die in the home for the dying if they want a blessing by which their sins will be forgiven and they will see God. Or this universal God, you know, we're not talking about the biblical God, because her God is Ishwar, the universal Hindu God that she has mentioned many times. And she says, if they say yes, we give them the blessing. We help them die in peace with God. And everybody knows that we give them a ticket for St. Peter. So in the blessing, there's no mention of the cross, apparently. It's just a blessing that they can say, because they represent St. Peter, and this will forgive their sins, but there's no need for repentance, no need for acknowledgement, and no need for the cross.
And no need for Jesus Christ. That was the thing. I mean, that certainly St. Peter is not Jesus Christ. He may have been an apostle, a very important apostle, but this has nothing to do with Christianity. Well, anyway, I really thought that it was amazing to see Time magazine publish the article. And, of course, I'm sure what they were trying to do was to destroy the faith of people. After all, Mother Teresa is held up as a great Christian leader, and now they're saying, but she really didn't believe at all. Well, of course, she really didn't believe at all. But, of course, the importance of the article was the total emptiness she felt in her heart, because she didn't believe. And she at one time had believed. She had lost her faith. And everything was about the deed and nothing about the creed. And that's why I think that such a... these were her words, of course, which she used, and that's the title of the article. So if you go to crossroad.to, and pull the article down and think about it and contemplate it about it, and realize that into many of our churches today, they're accepting basically the same thing. Well, we've got to compromise our position, you know, because we want to get along with everybody, and we certainly don't want to offend anybody by proclaiming that we have the only answers. After all, isn't there some good in all religions? And, of course, the answer is yes, but there's only one true religion, and there may be good in the other religions, but none of us are good enough to get into heaven. Because we're all sinners. And, of course, the only thing that's going to get us into heaven is a Savior. And that is, of course, the message that is not getting out across the world today.
Right. As it says in John 8:31, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Well, I understand that you had a number of letters and replies, and a lot of people were very angry with you for what you'd written.
Right, they can't understand. You know, I pondered that, Dr. Stan, and, you know, when you read the Old Testament, you see that God sent Ezekiel, Isaiah, the various prophets, Jeremiah especially. He warned them that I'm sending you out to a people who have eyes but cannot see and ears who cannot hear. But you go and speak to them anyway. And I'm not saying that those people weren't smart. They couldn't talk to each other and hear each other. God is saying they don't hear what I'm saying to them. They won't hear you. They won't listen. And I think we're in a time like that today. And part of it has been by all kinds of plans and strategies. Actually, I just finished a new article called Mysticism and Global Mind Change. And I go into some of the background of this problem and how the minds of the church, the minds of people in churches are being changed and who's driving this movement apart from the enemy behind the scenes. And it's like we're being dulled. We're being dulled out, distracted, dulled. But there's so much more to it. And I think that the people who wrote to me are good people, kind people, good in the sense that they do good deeds. They cannot understand how somebody like Mother Teresa, who did such wonderful things, could be criticized. And they cannot understand why I would consider the doctrine of such kind, noble, tolerant universalism wrong, because they have a totally different worldview and a different standard for what is good and evil, right and wrong, than we do. And so all we can do is pray that God touch their hearts and help them to understand, because, again, we can do good deeds in this life and help somebody feel better for the moment, but this life is just a moment in eternity, and we want to prepare people for the eternity.
I agree with you totally, and I think what you really, the message in that article is a wonderful one. Well, we've got Herman that said that Mother Teresa actually had had an exorcism 2 days before she died. Was that it? I'm sorry, we don't have Herman here. And so she had actually gone to an exorcist for trying to perhaps bring her back into a personal relationship with the Lord. And I don't know anything other than one of our regular callers that said that. But I think it's so easy to put all your emphasis on what you're doing rather than our relationship with the Lord. And I think that we're all human enough to think that if we do good, that's what it's all about. Doing good is important, and certainly we're called to do good, but we're also called, first of all, to stand for our Lord and to proclaim His divinity. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. We hope that many of you will get the article from Time and get the article from Barrett's website, read it through, and see what's happening in the world today to good people. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little to protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ever seen elephants fly or cows jump over the moon? If you think those are hallucinations, wait till you hear about some distracted drivers that are really beyond imagination. When I come back. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Think flying elephants are fantasy? Listen to the flights of these real-life distracted drivers. One hairy driver decorated cupcakes on her dashboard. Talk about a movable feast. And how about this for distance learning? A woman watching a knitting show via portable TV actually practiced the stitches. And too bad this driver's wits weren't sharp. He used pavement as a pencil sharpener by opening his car door and dragging the pencil tip on the road. Well, we've had some fun today, but remember, safe driving's really serious business. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Scott Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
We'll be right back. Well, this evening, our guest this evening is Barrett Schoes, and I realize that this is a very sensitive subject, and some people will be offended by what we said, but we were simply quoted what Sister Teresa had said. And I do hope that you'll, get Barrett's article at crossroads.to, crossroad.to, and then I hope that you'll get the article out of Time Magazine. I really hesitate to recommend anything in Time Magazine because Time Magazine hates Christianity and will do anything they can to discredit it, but they're simply part of the conspiracy against God, which exists today. And when I say God, I mean the Christian God, not the Christian, the God of this earth, because, of course, there are many people who do worship a different God. And, of course, that's the basis of so much of what's going on today. And there really are powerful forces here, spiritual forces on earth, doing everything they can to attack the church, to erode the basic precepts of the church, and to get people involved in doing good deeds rather than following the good creed. So we do hope that many of you will get the information, contemplate it, and understand that there is a spiritual battle going on today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we are losing that battle because most Christians don't even understand the battle is going on. We hope many of you will want to get our book called Brotherhood of Darkness, which gives you an overview of what's happening spiritually. And then, of course, my talk on the Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret comes with a syllabus, and then, of course, we have a number of other things. We, of course, have a four-tape set on the spiritual warfare. We have four-tape sets on Satanism and deliverance. Certainly, we have a four-tape set on Aleister Crowley. We have a book, a four-tape set on satanic crimes, and these things really do go on in our world today. And, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly go to our website at radioliberty.com and look at the books and videos and audio tapes we have. Now, many of the videos can be seen on our website by simply going there and clicking onto videos, and you can watch those without charge. We have, of course, radio programs. You can listen to them live 9 hours a day. You can actually on the Internet, or certainly if you have a Telstar 5 satellite, you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day. And then, of course, the other programs there on our network, which are all Christian-oriented. We do hope, of course, that you'll certainly give serious consideration to attending our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 28th of October, and, of course, it's not going to be on a Sunday because so many of our people weren't able to get there on Saturday, and we'll start early in the morning, and, of course, we'll have speakers coming in from all across the country, and we'll be serving lunch, so you're going to have a reservation. And if you can possibly make it, we look forward to seeing you. Our telephone number for a reservation is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will also be well aware that we are on the verge of a war with Iran, which really doesn't make sense unless you understand that there are powerful spiritual forces that plunged us into this war with Afghanistan and Iraq both of which are quite irrational. And if we were there, SMT, to take out Al-Qaeda, then why did we let Osama bin Laden escape? And why, of course, are we backing Saudi Arabia that's funding Al-Qaeda? And why are we backing the Pakistani that are funding Al-Qaeda? In fact, they created Al-Qaeda. Where do you think the money came from for this whole radical Islamic movement, which is growing with such intensity and force throughout the world today? Well, of course, if we do get into a war with Iran, why are there going to be drastic changes in America? So we suggest you begin thinking about how you are going to be able to get by. If you'd like to get our new 4 tape or 4 CD set on civil defense, our new DVD on sheltering in place, how you would be able to protect your home if there was a problem. And then, of course, we have so many things that you would need to have to protect yourself and your family. Simply give us a call.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, in...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5KU Bank.